cosplay.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with it. Do you think it's the devil's tongue, or you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
If you will listen. Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
please,
me.
Please,
every chance you get.
You are
every
joke.
You will keep your radio. You will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. House Lady. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Hello, morning, good evening, wherever you are. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And, I guess it's going to be a little bit of an open night tonight, I guess. If you'd like to call in, phone number is 800-313-9443. And, call in, we'll have a discussion. As of tonight, it's Will's 5th anniversary with his lady, so he's taking the evening off. We can all still say hello to him. Hey, Will, show's for you. And, yeah, I don't know, we'll get on. Of course, I got Mike on the Wheels of Steel, Digital Steel,
backing me up tonight. Tell me how you feel. Wah, wah. Get him out, Cass.
Exactly. All right. So, the subject for the night. I don't know. I'm really harping on the next moves I gotta make here. things are getting critical. Surveillance is getting over the top. Well, it's already been over the top, but now it's just it's too much. I think if there is some way, because you kind of have Nuremberg, okay, Nuremberg trials, the first one for this century. I do believe, yes, we have the 5G that could possibly be doing something to us. Chemtrails, nanoparticular materials being dumped on us, breathing it in, and we all know what effects those has. Vaccines, which are not vaccines, but gene manipulation. We got a lot of things to, we got a lot of issues. We got, these are not signs. These are not requirements for advancement, for a modern society. We can come more modernized. We can get more technical as time goes by, but in the safest way humanly possible. Right now, things are just put out, I think, one, because it's something new and can make money, so you got the greed, right? Then, after that, oh, wait a minute, this kills off some of our customers after a while? Cool, let's shorten that warranty. You know? you gotta understand how these people think that run the establishment. It's I know I'm laughing right now, but it's no joke. It's really the culling. They enjoy it. Micromanagers. Okay? You have these people that want everything to be micromanaged, which is unrealistic, of course. Unrealistic. I mean, I think if there weren't so many, I don't know, laws and the codes and statutes and all this other stuff that isn't canon law, you know, all these revenue laws, you know, for speeding tickets and not wearing helmets, all the extra stuff like that, they just oppress society with fines for this, fines for that. You know, if you didn't have any of that stuff, I mean, we would have a better society. It's been shown, okay, in every area where you have authority suppressing something. This is how it works. You outlaw something, you're going to have a huge flare of whatever that thing is that's outlawed. Whether you're guns, drugs, prostitution, whatever. It's huge. In the countries, for example, that's legalized, it's not really a big problem. It's not really a big problem. You know, in those countries, really, it's really self-governance. It's supposed to be like the United States, we the people, right? We should be the government. That's kind of the idea. That's kind of what we're going for, right? We shouldn't have any goons and state trooper vehicles pulling you over every time you pull out your driveway. Okay? I know I said state trooper driveway. Okay, that's for the effect of going overboard. Okay, so I think, I don't know, there's a lot of rogue like activity with governments, especially when they want more power. They'll create new jobs, new positions, and give those agencies some authority, and then this creates this over there, and this agency's created, you know. They say the government is the biggest gang in the world, but, you know, I don't know of too many gangs that have divisions. I don't think the Bloods have a division that just works on guns. I don't think the Crips have a division that just works on, I don't know, tax fraud. It doesn't work like that, right? Too overly organized, right? Okay, so we the people keep running into these issues. Problems after problems after problems. There's supposed to be somebody that we can talk to when we have issues concerning what's legal. Now, you got this agency, that agency. There's a million agencies. Most of them won't help you. They'll point you in the right direction, even if those people don't know what their actual job is. And you get tossed around like hot potatoes sometimes if you don't know what you're doing. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it's time. If the government could just keep creating these arbitrary, asinine groups, departments, whatever you want to call them, okay? Bureaus, all these fanatical, self-fanatical names. We need to start making our own militias. I'm sorry. It's the truth. No, I'm not some crazy white guy, born in the sticks. Tell you, I don't shit the government. No. I'm a real dude from around the way. East side of LBK. Okay? I can see what's going on in the world. All right? When it got to the point, okay, I used to walk to the corner store. I used to just, anywhere really, from my small apartment on East 6th Street, okay? Just walk down the road. A Crip would ask me, you know, hey, what's going on, kid? What's happening with you? And slap a candy bar in my hand and tell me to move along. But here I am as an adult. I'm more concerned of being shot dead by police in the streets of America. I was shown love in the streets as a child from supposed criminal. But we got the lawman at the top squeezing off whenever he wants to. I mean, whenever he wants to. These people don't have the decency to leave a few bolstering clips. Every time I see any of these shootings, it's an empty clip, sometimes a reload. Okay, I'm sorry. Was I ranting? Mike, what's going on there in Austin today?
It's getting stormy. It's getting stormy. And you can't get a job without your vaccine or having stuff shoved up your nose, I guess, every day or once a week or whatever. Yeah, it's kind of sucky. I didn't realize how sucky it was until I was talking to the girl and she was saying, yeah, it's not looking good for all these jobs. Everybody's got help wanted signs. So I had this thought while you were talking about the, you know, usually we're fighting against the police state, but now it seems that the corporations have all taken on the mantle of command and control, and they're real happy to do that, I guess, for whatever reason. They, I guess, have been waiting in the wings. We had a state policeman from South Carolina on today with John Stadtmiller, and we had a firefighter on, and, you know, these guys seem to, maybe they're waking up. They seem to be getting it straight. They're like, we ain't taking no vax, and we ain't leaving the border wide open. We're heading down there. The police officer's heading down to the border here in Texas. He's going to be down here soon. The firefighter is in L.A. He's an L.A. firefighter in Los Angeles, and he said he ain't taking that crap, and they're going to have to fire him and carry him out of the damn station, I guess, is what he was saying. Mm. So, interesting stuff, but yeah, also real sucky, man. But the corporate tyranny is definitely, they've taken up the mantle. They're in charge now. You will be vaccinated. You will wear a mask. You'll be vaccinated, and you will be tested constantly.
Yeah, well,
fun.
I think. Well, we gotta boycott. You know, when it comes to.
Yeah.
Corporate power, you know, boycotting is just good as having a loaded pistol fighting against the government. Just keep your money from them. I mean, I don't see it, it's so laxed here in Poland. I'm not feeling what you guys are feeling. Not personally. I see it's going on. I see the pain. I see the anguish. I see the troubles. Especially, you know, when I'm trying to see what's going on in the world, okay? I mean, to me, it's just not. All these issues could be fixed by simply abstaining.
Don't buy anything. I'm going to just start being a pain in the butt everywhere I go, because I don't even know where else I could go to buy anything. You know, I'd have to go completely off-grid, and I wouldn't be here if I'm not able to purchase the stuff at a decent price. I do hear a lot of people saying, I think that there's going to be a tipping point because these businesses keep pushing this. They're not able to hire people, and the supply chains are breaking down. Well, like, at what point are they going to have to cry uncle and say, all right, man, fine. Like, we're not going to require anything. You, please come shop. Please deliver our goods. We need stuff. And that seems to be what's happening with the airlines right now. Getting a lot of the farthest down I can dig seems to be no one is organizing anything, but they're having big problems. So we'll see. And these airlines here in Texas, American and Southwest, trying to their team Let's Go Brandon, I guess. They like literally Let's Go Brandon. Wait, Let's Go what? Who's that, Jack? What?
Yeah.
They're siding with Biden. What the hell, man? idiots. Well,
I mean, there's so many things that can be done. For example, I wonder if anybody's thought about this. If I were there, I would advertise a sign at my window. Delivery for the unvaccinated. And yeah, just start dropping off stuff that people request. You know?
And no joke.
I mean, I personally wouldn't do it because I'm not going to get the vaccine, but still, somebody could do that. You know, and it should be good business right now for delivery right now. Anyways, I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm looking at. I'm about to have my girlfriend take over my job here, as you know, much as she can, and I'm going to start doing DoorDash over here or something, delivery.
Yeah,
because we need help, and you know, me and her, like, we need, you know, we're trying to get out from under the rat race and start establishing ourselves. And it's just, wow, man. Like, all we needed was 2 years of total insanity, lockdown, garbage, idiot, wannabe takeover of the planet crap to throw a damper on stuff when things were getting better here at RBN. So I was feeling good, but now it's so lean for her with her principles. Like, I guess we're going to have to develop we got to develop some kind of strategy. Either I'm going to have to start calling and harassing these people for her to be able to then go back and, you know, I'll act like a disinterested but interested third party, and then we'll raise some stinks and then see if we can get some of these businesses.
Ooh, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, I can raise some stinks, man. I mean, I prefer to lay low in my little hobbit hole and not, you know, have to go harass people, but you get me going, man. I might just get banned from some subreddits. Tell you what, might have some posts removed from Facebook. Man, might catch me a little ban. But yeah, seriously, we have to start taking some action so that the lesser inclined amongst us can begin to go about their business. They have the principles, but they definitely don't want to. They're not trying to go out there and, you know, fight a battle every day to just get along. But I like your idea. I'm thinking maybe I'll just start ordering a bunch of stuff online, and then just, hey, I'll have the girls sit at home and just take orders. Come pick it up. She'll meet you out front somewhere on the street. You can pick up your tobaccos, your groceries, maybe some liquor. We'll start with liquor and tobacco, maybe. That's probably the best. There's a ready-made market out there, I'm sure. Oh, and products, dude. Products are, for the last, like, 2 months, I've been having a hard time just finding the kind of, like, cigarette filters I like. You know, they're like, oh, well, we don't know. Companies are getting bought up. We don't know what's happening. That's what I heard today, is companies are getting bought up and bought out. And then, oh, that's great. You're going to buy a company, and then it takes 6 months to get the product back on the shelves? Like, what? Who's the idiot investing in, you know, capitalizing this crap business model? Hey, you want to take a break?
Let's take a break, and we'll come back. I had a few more questions for you, but yeah, we'll come back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Yes. Hey, you know what? You have not reminded me to get you some more music. It's October, halfway through it, and I haven't even given you my dark music yet. My deep dark stuff.
It's Halloween time. Right,
yeah.
Send it over. All right, and just for the audience, I'm working with a new mic input here. Hopefully this is much more louder, easier to hear. I don't know. It looks like it's maybe the same or something weird is going to be happening. But I might just switch it back. I'll be back in a minute. I don't think it's going to be any louder from here, so.
I hear you just fine.
I'm going to just put it back. You'll probably still hear me the same. I'll be back in a second.
Alrighty. Yes, guys. This is our short segment here. I want to remind you, you can be calling in. Phone number is 800-313-9443. Let yourself be known. Let your opinions be heard. Okay? I'm not... You know, I feel selfish with my show sometimes because I do go on rants. I do feel very strong-willed about things. And sometimes I don't even look at the message board or the calls. But how are we doing that today?
I noticed.
Those people last night.
Hey man, it's your show. If you want, you don't really have to pay attention to anything. If I need you, I'll get you. But yeah, you get involved, and then you're just going.
Yeah, well, I am Will. I think I did a good job of Will. I've trained a good couple handfuls of hosts, and he's my shining pupil. So I hope you guys enjoyed him over the past couple of days, sort of in the driver's seat. We'll see how he would do. And yeah, he's excellent at plugging.
We get that a lot here at RBN with the kind of a newer members of the family. They like to really make sure everybody is reminded of kind of like how they found it or why it's important to them. So it's good to have him. And yeah, Will definitely quite the Padawan for sure.
No longer a Padawan. He's a full-fledged Jedi Knight. All right. Well, yeah, so we're going to have that From the Outside Looking In show right here. Hopefully I can experience America vicariously through you to make points a bit more valid. I mean, I'm still talking the level of like where things were when I left, which, you know, still, you know, when you talk about civil liberties, still pretty jacked up disposition. So, but anyhow, I urgently warned everybody, make sure you are warm this winter, okay? It's going to be record lows, okay? They're going to turn down the ISPIC heaters, put this global warming straight to put so that you can get sick, catch a cold, and they can stab you. Okay? How's the homeless situation there, like right now? Is it any different? Has any shelters been built? Are they moving them? What?
Dude, it's strange. I have a video I should post. I should post it on TLB Talk and like RBN's Facebook page where there's this place. I think I mentioned it maybe. I might have mentioned it. I don't know if you remember that there's just this just garbage, man. Like these people have been living under what is State Highway 620 and now called Toll Road I-45 in Northwest Austin and on the border of the next suburb there, Cedar Park and Williamson County area, north of Travis County, and 183 north. And this place was a little campsite. I mean, it seemed all right, but then the campers left, and oh my God, it's just a garbage pile in these huge drainage rocks, these big, you know, 6-inch diameter rocks they have kind of stacked there, and all the trash. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like a dump, dude. It looks like just find your favorite photo of Indian dumps in India, and you can. I could probably get you a picture that would rival it in about a 100 to 200 square foot areas. There's about 3 or 4 of them under that overpass there that are and they haven't cleaned it up. It's been there for weeks and weeks now. I think almost a month. And the campers, most of them left. There's a few tents still, but yeah, they've kicked out a lot of the campers from most places. I mean, we're scheduled for a break. You want to just blow this, or you want to take care of stuff for another few minutes?
Yeah, well, let's just take the break, and we'll come back. I want to look at this a little bit more.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right. Soaping this pig, doping this big Lincoln until it went over the bridge. Jumped out and dove in the ditch. Broke in the mobile home and stole the stove in the fridge. Kidnapped the parents and left the ransom over the kids. I'ma go for your mids. Here's a body blow for your ribs. But you clutching your stomach and falling all over your... I know where you live. Your girl showed me your crib. Unless you told me your fib, then I'ma have both of you dead. Burning incense, facing the murder sentence. Under intense investigation for killing infants. But I stay in padded rooms through this room. Having visions of dead pregnant women with rooms trapped in their womb. Split the carpet and robs and mess your apartment up. Sticking up all the drugs and jumping the garbage trucks. I'm from the gritty slums that look like the city dumps. Give you a kidney punch and monkey to give me lunch. See me in the summer, legging up against the dumpster. With a $100 jumper, smothered in Southern comfort. Got my Slim Shady sticker on your mother's bumper. She came home. All right.
All right, choking these pigs, splitting your wig, getting you thin.
City slums looking like the city dump. That's I didn't pick that one. The computer's been on fire today. It's been playing all the tracks. And I mean, screw the city slums. The city uptown looks like the city dump if you look hard enough.
Well, you know, and this is. Really heartbreaking for me because, well, of course, I grew up in that area that you just described. And that, I mean, I was bragged to people in California about how green Austin was and how nice the neighborhood was that I grew up in. It's just, you know, I grew up in a little white suburbia there. Moved there during my teen years. I didn't grow up there, but that is. I'm trying to pull up these images. Skype is not liking me right now. Oh, okay, because I have the captions on. Okay, but anyhow, it's that's disturbing. how does something like that become so dystopian just so quickly? I mean, is this going by the way of Detroit? We're going to have another Detroit in the middle of Texas?
Man, that's a good question, because the commercial area, I mean, the commercial properties, I mean, at this point, I wanted to say, I think Detroit's just kind of moved down here, and, you know, there's just some, I don't even know, what do you call a Detroiter? I don't know, but I think, you know, people from those areas have moved out of those areas, because, I mean, they're bled dry. There's nothing there for a person. I mean, you're essentially living off the grid, I imagine, if you're homeless in a place like Detroit, or, you know, even Los Angeles. I don't know. I mean, what a you know, urban jungle. But yeah, if these business properties and commercial properties start sort of becoming just uninhabited, at some point you're going to start seeing some really wild stuff going on. And I don't think we're ever going to see anything like Detroit in this area, because, like you said, your neighborhood, the neighborhood you were talking about, you live in your formative years, we'll call the teenage years, those are important times. I mean, that's growing up, but it's still beautiful. You know, most of the homes, most of the people, they're driving flashy new cars, and they might act like total D-bags and drive like crazy people, because I guess they got full coverage. I don't know what's going on with the some of these people, or they got mommy or daddy's car out there. But, you know, most of the lawns are well manicured, the homes are kept up. So, I mean, it's not a slum, but you get under those bridges and overpasses, and there's some stuff happening. And they've just sort of pushed everything out. It's all just kind of farther out now, I think, is what's happened. And that like I said, there's this Save Austin, I forgot what they're called, the Save Austin, whatever. You can look, anybody is really cared can look it up, Save Austin Now, Save Austin Coalition or something. And, you know, they're working to refund the police, because, I mean, it's pretty much a free-for-all out there, I'll admit. I mean, I don't see any police state. That's not my concern now. I'm more concerned about roving bands of teenagers and crazy high homeless people than I am police. I see a third of the police I used to see out on the highways. And, this group's just trying to get rid of the homeless camps everywhere, because our stupid city council and our clueless mayor, just as an aside, our clueless mayor, Steve Adler, I call him Stevie Addled, this guy, he comes out saying how, well, you know, Governor Abbott shouldn't be dictating to business. It's like, you ass, you literally dictated to business for 2 years. The governor comes out and says, stop dictating to people, which I'm not really all for anyway. We could talk about that for a whole hour, but also, he's just pushing back. He's, you know, he's fighting mandate with mandate. And here comes the mayor, just so proud of himself that, and he's tweeting and posting about how I was not for this. This is, you know, businesses have a right to require whatever they want for their businesses and their employees. Really, dude? Really, dude? That's interesting. I guess you're new here, because there was this guy with your name that was been... He was been running this place for a while, and he was saying a lot of things about how to run your life and what you could and couldn't do. So you got all that going on, but there's a lot of concerned citizens out here now that are pushing back. And like the police, like the state police guy, you know, they're as real woke as you get. They're not falling for the fake woke bull. So I think we're moving in the right direction, but it is ridiculous to have to even deal with this stuff. And I think I'm going to post, hopefully I'll get it to RBN's Facebook page and TLBtalk.com as soon as I can, this video. It's about a 10-second video just kind of passing by an area that you may or may not recognize, because I don't know if you ever were here when the toll road got built up there at 620.
Yes, as a matter of fact, yeah, because it went all the way to Georgetown?
Yeah.
Or Hutto?
Well, you go south. Yeah, all the way to Hutto. All the way to the east side 130 toll road that was the first leg built around here of toll roads. But yeah, it's the one right there, 620 and 183. There's like a overpass sort of leading into the old 620 section or right-of-way that's not told anymore, or hasn't been told yet. I mean, I should say, they never really finished it off. The only thing that really goes up and over and back and forth is the toll road Otherwise, you're on 183 or the access road there to 620. But it's one of the trashiest spots I've seen, and especially because, like I said, of the drainage infrastructure there. I don't know how they're going to clean this up, and apparently they don't either, and they're not really looking forward to it. It's probably a hot potato between Austin, Cedar Park, Williamson County, and Travis County. They're all like, and the state. I'm sure it's the state's property, and it's a mess, man. I mean, it's nasty. It's a kind of mess that's going to take, like, you can't just go through and scrape all this up. You know, maybe they will. Maybe they'll just bring in the front loaders and just scoop all of it up, throw out whatever rocks they can back on the drainage, get all the trash they can, and then just essentially redo it. So I'm glad we have that to look forward to for our tax dollar, you know, whatever. That's where our tax money's going to be going, I'm sure, for a while, is fixing problems caused by, you know, petty tyrants of little municipalities like Austin's mayor. I mean, they love this stuff. They just make their own problems and then pretend they solve them, get more money, repeat.
Well, you know, I've never been much into the politics of Austin. I mean, the closest I really got was reading the newspaper there, Austin Chronicle.
The Chronicle, yeah, the Chronicle. I was just looking at some Austin American Statesman articles today, and they were talking about the...
Yeah, Austin.
Yeah, well, as well, either yeah. One of them. They're practically the same. There's just one of them has a bigger budget. And then I read some of their articles about, like, the COVID vaccine employer mandate law that Joe Biden passed. Businesses are having a struggle with themselves about how to whatever go along with this law. And it's like, it's not a law. There's not even a frickin' mandate or executive order out for this Biden crap from OSHA. OSHA supposedly just today, well, we sent the stuff to the office of management in the government, you know, la-di-da, the federal government. Office of Management. Oh, so it's on whatever, dude. People know this stuff. I don't need to be that exact, but yeah, there's like, they're calling it law, and it, what? I mean, the whole. It's just when you look at media and information sources, it's a dystopian nightmare because it's all just designed to either make you feel real warm and fuzzy, like everything's taken care of, or if you know what's going on and you hate what they're doing, to piss you off even more because you think it's worse than it is, or if it's progressed farther, I guess, kind of like early voting polling numbers, that's how we call elections for all those years, and that always seemed to work out until Florida with Bush and Gore, and then Trump and Hillary, and now we all realize that voting is, geez, I don't know, what's a criminal art form at best.
Are you seeing any influx from people from the border?
That's hard to say because it's always seemed to be kind of the same. I do see a lot of workers in the location I'm staying. I see a lot of workers of Spanish language origin, whatever country they're from. It's hard, you know, hard to tell a lot of difference. I mean, you can if you're really into just the spoken Spanish language, or if you can kind of tell general genetics, but I'd say a lot of these people look like they're just Guatemalans to me, man, but they're here, they're, you know, got their work boots on, they're coming in and out and heading out in the early morning, and I've seen about 100% increase lately, but we're talking like going from two or three of these people a day to, you know, five or six or seven. It's not like it's some epic uptick, but yeah, I'm definitely not very concerned with them. And I mean, there was the homeless camp literally adjacent to the property, and they cleared out. They were in the woods still, next to a nice, beautiful little creek. Apparently, they were living the Garden of Eden life over there. But man, when they cleared that out, it was a pile of junk. I just don't know what the thing with people that are living homeless and just want to keep like every trinket and discarded commercial, you know, shelving and shopping carts. It's like, geez, guys, like
that I don't understand.
Yeah, it's like, why, man? You want to live in a pile of trash? Like, just go to the dump, dude. Just go to the dump, set up shop.
Yeah, when I was just a rolling stone, I kept, what was in my backpack.
Yeah, travel light.
Empty bottle for water anywhere I went. Yeah, that's it. I don't understand that either. Now, have you heard about any of the little homeless, homes, like tiny homes? Because they're making those legal in some places now, which I think should have been legal the whole time anyways. But they're taking the concept of these tiny homes and making them like government-run campuses.
Yeah, there's that homeless coalition guy that actually knows what he's doing down here. They're setting up that spot, but I haven't heard any news about that in at least a month or two. So I'm not sure what the status is of that. I know they have already got that built, that run by a private organization out on the east side of town here, and that seems like one of the better ideas. I don't see that happening like in neighborhoods. I mean, you see the weird. Like by my parents' house, they put up on the skinniest lot I've ever seen. I mean, it used to be a tennis court. Literally, it was a tennis court my whole life that someone owned. And, I don't know if it was one of the apartments there that owned it, but it was just derelict for decades. And then they just, literally on it, it's the footprint of a tennis court. And like the accompanying sort of little area around a tennis court you would have. And it's like, I think it's a quadruplex or a duplex, but it's four stories tall. And the garage is only big enough for like either a smart car or a couple of scooters or motorcycles. And there's some weird stuff going on. And there's another plot, a lot that had been open in the back. I guess somebody owned it on a corner lot. They had a lot sort of behind their house that was along the main sort of side street or whatever you'd call it. It's off a northeast drive, in case anybody cares or knows about it, and just off 290 on the east side. And these guys, it looks like they're building, I think it's three two-story dwellings of some kind. And I mean, it's not that big a lot, It's impressive, the sort of multi-family, I guess, permits they're issuing for single lots in Austin. I know a lot of people have been complaining about that in the McMansions for decades now, but they haven't really slowed that down. So I guess it's not too long before we'll see. If the city council has their thing, they're going to allow homeless people to camp in the city park. So they're holding out everybody's head like, well, if you don't like it, we're going to take parkland from your neighbor, from every district in our 10-district city council district BS, and we're gonna set it aside for homeless camps. And you're like, that sounds like a bad idea. And I think wouldn't be long before we see that they're gonna start just buying up lots in neighborhoods, and then it'll just be like the designated homeless tiny home halfway house camp, and then you just have to deal with the crazy people wandering around living free. I passed by one of the hotels, I guess, the city bought, and it's been just vacant for months and months and months, maybe even a year or two, and they got work trucks out there every now and then. I guess they're starting to turn that into one of their little homeless Shangri-Las, which I don't really understand how that's supposed to work when you're, just put people in hotels and... And there's no plan on how to get them out of there once they're in there. It's just sort of, they'll just stay there. No real restrictions, no programs per se for that, like, location specific. It'll just be, you can be homeless, you can live here. You get your essentially old hotel room. And it's costing them millions of dollars to convert hotels for homeless inhabitants. It's like... They're hotels, man. I mean, what?
Yeah. What? Why do you need to convert?
What are you converting? Yeah. We're just giving some sweetheart contracts, I guess, to your buddies in real estate and contracting.
Exactly. Exactly. That probably surveillance help out with the surveillance infrastructure and probably some other, you know, just little things like that.
Yeah, good
idea. I'm asking because I've seen you know, a documentary on something like this that's out in California, and nice little tiny homes, about, you know, 3 feet apart, and they're just lined up in several rows, and the facility is empty.
Yeah, the homeless people don't want to live in these places, like, generally.
Because they don't want to abide by the rules. Now, apparently, yeah, exactly. There are, like, rules that come with these places, which is absolutely ridiculous. The government does not, I understand why the government makes this transaction or this equivalence between security and freedom. Those, you shouldn't have to lose one for the other. Okay, that's a brainwashed way to think. You can have both. You can have freedom and security. So, you know, the devil always wants you to put your soul on a contract, you know? It's like, you know, you're spending our money, people's money, okay? Why is all this necessary? And I mean, it's got to be bad if homeless people don't want to live in it. I mean, curfews, noise levels, and I'm pretty sure they, you know, check up on you every few hours, things like that, harassment. Yeah, I think that would be kind of annoying. But yeah, that's whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I would say most homeless people are homeless because they want to be free from all of these restrictions. So you're only people that are going to go join, only people that are going to go sign up for these kind of programs are the people that actually want to not be homeless, didn't want to be homeless, you know, were doing everything. They weren't asking for probably the proper help in the first place. So they finally, this is their, like, rock financial bottom, and they're willing to spend 6 months or a year and a half to get back on their feet and stay somewhere. But then they're going to be just either exposed to a bunch of ne'er-do-well druggies, or they're going to have to fight a bunch of red tape. And I don't know, either one of those options sounds like that's a high percentage of failure going on for them. They're going to end up either just like the crazy people on the street, or they're just going to be in this sort of limbo. And, jeez, I don't know, man. The solutions just aren't there. I see a lot of people pointing out problems and asking for a lot of money, but I don't see a lot of things really getting stuff done, except they have been cleaning up a lot of places in downtown and along the sort of major arteries of the city, the highways and, you know, just larger thoroughfares leading, you know, around the whatever, 5 or 6 miles around from downtown. But I don't know, dude, it just, the stuff doesn't seem to be getting a lot done. If anything, it's moving some stuff around. It's kind of like sweeping everything to the edges of the room, and no one's got a freaking dustpan.
You know, I find it extremely disturbing that, yeah, there are some homeless people out there who just want to be homeless. I had hell trying to sell my camper. I had a camper I was using for an office back in California, and had a hard time selling it. So I eventually just said, screw it. I'm going to give it to some homeless people. And, yeah, a friend there whose sister was homeless, had been pretty much homeless her entire adult life, I tried to give to them, her and her boyfriend, and yeah, didn't want to take it. Didn't want the responsibility. Yeah, blew my mind. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not surprising. It's crazy. I mean, you can't put a homeless person in a $1 million mansion, or yeah, I mean, I guess it's not really a mansion these days, or you know, a $20 million mansion. They're not. What are they going to do? They're going to live there for a few months till everything starts falling apart and all the utilities are cut off. I mean, I don't know what some of these people are thinking, and especially the loudmouths at the bottom end of society who think they know everything and want to be social justice warriors. They don't seem to be doing a lot that is actually getting results. Aside from being very loud on places like Twitter, where there's no one even paying attention to them except their own kind of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, better them than me, I suppose. I couldn't do it. Not anymore. Well, I know we're going to take a commercial break here in a couple minutes. I want to remind you guys, you are welcome to call in for the second hour of the show here. And, yeah, have a little discussion about whatever you want to discuss. I know I have some stuff here, but I'm a little bit heartbroken about my city. I really want to come back. If I could, I would come back now. I got a lot of stuff to do back in the States. Anyways, I got business contacts to make. I got advertising to do. I've got, I don't know. Does the U.S. require a passport right now? The vaccine passport?
Man, I don't even know. I have no idea. I would think not, but because I haven't heard anything about that. But who knows? These airlines are doing whatever they want, so maybe.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm looking it up now. Guys, if you know anything, call and let me know. Because, yeah, I think it's time. I got to come back. You guys want me to come back? I'll make a GoFundMe. Well, not a GoFundMe. Just give me PayPal. Buy via plane ticket back to the U.S. so I can come over there and whoop some grade A booty.
Yeah. Need to be on the streets and in the halls. In the halls of government and on the streets of the city.
Everywhere. Absolutely.
Uptown, downtown. Oh, wow. In town, out of town. We could do some damage, man. And we could also go chill out at the lake and the green belts. You know, those are still good, doing pretty well. That's one good thing. We're at least weather-wise, Central Texas has been doing very nicely for the last year. Finally. I mean, of course, we do get the extreme cold weather now, since it's not a drought with 115 degree days during the summer. I guess we're gonna have to get some ice and snow every now and then, but I'm down. Sounds good to me.
Woo. All right. Guys, stay tuned. Be right back.
All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.